I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two cities in northern Nigeria were under a 24-hour curfew this week. Now, the government triggered the lockdown after Boko Haram bombed three churches last week, which led to reprisal violence. Christian Aid Mission says so far, Boko Haram has not directly targeted missionaries of the indigenous Nigerian ministries that they help. However, several supporters have been murdered. They're trying to raise $35,000 to relocate that ministry. It's an urgent need. Can you help? The details are at our website. Next, when the Sawi tribe of Indonesia first heard the gospel 50 years ago, they called Jesus' betrayer, Judas, a hero. See, the Sawi loved treachery, but missionaries Don and Carol Richardson discovered they also had a way of making peace. One tribe would give one of their children to the enemy tribe. Once the Richardsons described Christ as a peace child, everything changed for the Sawi. The Richardson son, Steve, is president of Pioneers USA.
They began responding to the gospel, and the Sawi eventually began reaching out in their own missionary effort to tribes that they had previously warred against.
The Sawi are still committed to Christ after five decades. It's testimony to what God can do through just two people. What's God calling you to do? And Christian Resources International is going triple threat with crate shipments to Nepal, Sudan, and Ghana. These containers are full of donated Bibles and Christian books. CRI's Ricardo Torres says the materials arrive in-country and are distributed by missionary partners already in place. To ship these crates, CRI needs donations of Bibles, books, and bucks from the Christian community.
It's an average of a dollar a book. It's a powerful thing that happens when we all pull together and not only supply the books, but also supply the financial end of it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free. It's complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. So go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.